This week on the Time Bat Show.
3, 2, 1. Yes!
Everyone, and welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode number 87. I'm one of your hosts, Time Aces.
And I am the other one of your hosts, Bat Snacks.
See how I changed it up today?
Yeah, that's a good, nice variation on
that'll be the new
intro.
That'll be the new intro from now on, episode 87. How are you doing today, Bat Snacks?
I'm pretty good. I have the day off today.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
Yeah, just summery kind of day off kind of thing.
Yeah, I think they're cleaning the carpets in my office, so I can't go in.
There you go. Whatever works, right?
Yes.
The big news coming up. We haven't talked about this on the show, but...
No, not yet.
We talked about it a lot on my lead-up, but for yours, we haven't really broached it.
I think it was a bigger deal for you.
It was. Than it is for me. You turned 30. I'm not going to say when, but it's real soon.
This weekend.
It's real soon. How do you feel about that?
I feel a little bit, but not a lot.
Not a lot.
Yeah.
You don't have like any existential crisis or anything going on right now?
I mean, that's sort of like perpetual for me.
Yeah, so. That's just day to day for you. So yeah. You're like, I'm good.
Like, that's not a special occasion. Turning 30, better start thinking about all this dark crap.
That I don't do. The best thing to do right before you turn 30 is listen to the song Time by Pink Floyd. Where he just goes over how you've been wasting your entire life and haven't accomplished anything. So I would recommend that.
You know, all right, speaking of that song, I've heard that song like a lot through my life. That's a really good song.
Sure.
And I didn't realize what the lyrics meant
until recently.
Until recently. It just never clicked with me. I thought it was a positive song.
No, it is not positive. Yeah, no, I know. I mean, I first heard it when I was a kid, and then you're like, oh, this is a cool song about time.
Yeah, good vibes. It's mellow. It's,
you know, he's chilling out by the fire, resting his bones or whatever. Like, good for him.
I like to be near the fire.
But, like, you listen to it now, and you're like, it's about, like, a man wasting his life.
Yeah, and no one like, told you when to run.
And you're like, wow, I'm that man right there.
Yeah. Anyway. I think the secret is that everybody's that man.
No, it's true. Everyone's, to certain degrees, like, some more than others, but yeah, everyone is
that. Some more than others. Okay, who's the most that man?
Like, fictional or, like, in history?
Let's just, like, let's create a fictional version of, like, the Nash equilibrium for the man.
I would say, like,
the starting gun.
The dude from the Big Lebowski is probably, like, the most that man, you know?
Or is he, like, the most not that
man? But he doesn't care, though. That's the thing, right?
I mean, I think he knows
about
all
that. But he doesn't care. He doesn't care at all.
Yeah, he's just numb to it, which is a really cool character.
Mm. So he's like the inverse of that man, because he doesn't think about it at all.
Like, he's already surrendered. He knows. Mm-hmm.
So who's the person, knows and cares, you know?
A lot.
Because that's, like, how I feel. Like, I care. I'm not the extremist, most extreme person, but that's more on my... I skew to that side. I don't know. I'm sure there's a fictional character out there.
Probably someone who, like, gambles a lot, right?
And, like, drinks a lot. They're, like, sad.
Well, maybe not drinking, because drinking can kind of, like, make... This is so depressing, dude, all right? Yeah, I just imagine someone that plays, like, the lottery a lot.
Yeah, they're, like, they know that their life is sad.
Well, no, they, like... know that... Okay, so it's been bad up to this point, and now I don't have much time left to make it good. I better just...
Better do something
Try
dumb.
Something risky. Yeah. I gotta make a risk.
See what happens, kind of thing.
Yeah. Because I lose either way unless I win.
They play the lottery. They're single. They live in an apartment that's on, like, the fifth floor. Like, really high up, you know?
Yeah.
they work for an accounting firm or something really boring.
And a fax machine salesman.
Fax machine salesman. There you go. Yeah. They have like one friend who they only see every couple weeks when they meet for like their baseball group or something.
Yeah. Sounds a lot like me, honestly.
No, that's not true.
Yeah.
True. You don't play the lottery.
Well, no.
Not yet.
Not yet. Hey, this weekend, who knows what's going to happen?
Once you turn 30, you're like, well, I might as well play the lottery now. I got nothing to lose. speaking of the lottery, well, not really the lottery, but like personality traits. Last week, we had the like most original way of classifying individuals. Do you remember what happened last week?
Yeah, we were rating people based on a...
I want to get into this a little
like bit. A radial scale.
So, like, you know, those, like, I don't know how to describe it. It's like fighting games or something. I don't know. Like, character sheets, I guess you could say.
Yeah, in most video games where there's, like, a difficulty that matters a lot, they have the radial degree of difficulty where each aspect of the difficulty has a different point on a graph.
Or, like, a character who's, like, good at, like, different things is, like, graphed as, like, what they're good at or whatever.
If it's Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, it's like, okay, you're pretty good at air tricks, you're really good at grinding tricks, you're good at freestyle.
But you don't have as much speed or something. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, freestyling. And then I don't remember what the other one. Like, balance or something. I don't know. Something like that. But you invented a new scale for people. And it kind of goes at... A lot of people talk about, like, what's a good way to quickly understand, like, what this person's all about. Mm-hmm. And I think this scale is very pertinent to that.
Yeah, it is. It's called. We're gonna call it the Time Bat Scale.
We are.
And the different spokes of.
First
the scale.
Of all, we should just say we used it for presidents at first.
Yeah.
But now we're gonna rate ourselves. So go ahead. The spokes. We had four last week. We've since added a fifth one that I think is good. So go ahead.
So first is knowledge about Sailor Moon.
Yes.
Second is knowledge about My Little Pony.
The show. The whole franchise, really.
Yeah, maybe the toys, the franchise, all that stuff.
Yep.
The third is knowledge about jazz.
My personal favorite.
The fourth is knowledge about the Bible. And the fifth, which you came up with and is perfect, is... What is it?
It's knowledge about baseball.
Yes.
Yep, those are the 5 points of the scale. So, really quick, I want us to rate each other on this scale. Don't rate yourself. You have to rate me, and I'll rate you. Who do you want to go first? I mean, I don't know.
I can rate you first if you want.
Let's try. That's fine. Let's do it. I'm ready.
So, on the Sailor Moon scale, I'll give you maybe a C.
I think a C is fair for Sailor Moon.
C? Like you I have know a what work, Sailor Moon is.
I have a working knowledge of Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what it is, and yeah.
But you haven't seen, like, every episode.
No.
You probably can't name every Sailor Scout.
I can name... Let me try. Sailor Moon, Sailor Jupiter, Sailor Mercury... I mean, they're easy. They're just named off planets.
Planets?
Like Venus, Mercury, Neptune, whatever. So I could probably name them all, but... And they have Tuxedo Mask. But I couldn't name any, like, the bad guys or anything like that. You know.
Yeah. So yes. C for you in Sailor Moon. My Little Pony, I might give you also a C, right?
Yeah, a C or a D. I mean, I don't know a lot about My Little Pony.
You've seen pictures of the ponies, though.
I know what they look like, yes.
Yeah.
I don't know any of their names.
You know Rainbow... What is
Rainbow Dash?
Pony? Rainbow
Dash. I do know that one.
Applejack, do you know that one?
I don't know Applejack, no.
Those are the only two I know.
I know that there's some really weird... My Little Pony fandom going on that I don't really understand. Like, I'm aware it exists, though, so.
So, C for you and My Little Pony.
Okay.
Jazz, okay. I'll give you maybe a B.
That's thank you. I think that is that a compliment. I take that as a compliment.
I think you know, like, you know what jazz is and I do isn't. Know what
jazz is. Well, I don't think, wait, hold on. I don't think anyone really knows what jazz is. Except maybe professional musicians. Yeah, I don't listen to jazz. That's true. That's like, you have to be like an A to listen to jazz, you know? I think the jazz ratings are like, B, you know what it is. Mm-hmm. C, you've like heard of it before, but don't care about it at all. D, you have like no idea. And then like B, A would be loves it, listens to it. And S would be like, you play jazz.
Yeah.
You know?
A is listens to it and for fun, like without being forced to.
Right. Like, I love this jazz. You like snap when you do it. You're like, oh, yeah. This is a good record. This is Miles Davis.
You can do the with your mouth. You can do exactly. That really good.
That's A. And then S is like, you are Miles Davis. That's the S.
Yeah.
For jazz. So I'm B. That's, I mean, I'm impressed. Thank you. I can play jazz, kind of. Like, I once did like a jam thing where someone like did a jazz thing, and I can like kind of play along to it. So
C. Yeah, you're good.
Yeah. You know,
you're better than, that's better than C in my opinion.
That's like a B. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
The Bible?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. This is tricky because
this is tricky. I mean, you know.
I mean, it's knowledge of, not necessarily like.
Knowledge of. It has nothing to do with belief in, I don't think. You know? Yeah. It's just knowledge of.
I think you're probably above average.
I would say so, yeah. I mean, I went to Christian school for a while there.
Yeah, so I would say maybe even an A.
Yeah, I'm kind of between B and A. I mean, I do know a lot about the Bible, I've read it. So yeah,
you had no choice. I mean,
there's that. Yeah, maybe an A. I don't know. Maybe a B. I don't know.
The weird thing, plus A, kind
of. Yeah, the weird thing about the Bible is it's one of those things where if you have a lot of knowledge of, you kind of assume other people do too, and you'll reference it, and people be like, "What are you talking about?" I'm like, "You know, the Bible thing," and they're like, "What?" They're like, "Oh, right, you don't know anything."
Remember when the man did the thing, and it was kind of weird?
Right, right, right. Like recently, I was talking about someone was talking about Steam and Valve and how they're opening up their storefront, and they're basically pushing the blame from themselves to anyone else that has like a nasty game on Steam, you know what I mean? Because they're not going to curate it at all. And I was like, Valve's like the punctus pilot of video game salesmen. And like, people didn't know what I was saying. I was like, you know, punctus pilot, he like put it on the people to crucify Jesus because he didn't want to do it himself. Anyway.
Yeah. He got like 6 gold pieces or silver or something.
Yeah, like no one knew what I was talking about, but I was like, damn it. Oh well. Anyway, so A, maybe Bible, yeah. Okay, I could believe that. That's my highest score. That's kind of...
Yeah, that's... Oh, that makes me feel bad.
Doesn't it? I, like, that's not the one I would want an A in.
I mean, but, like, think about your other options. Would you really want, like, an A in Sailor Moon?
I would rather have an A in jazz, but I know I don't have it, but I would prefer it. And then baseball, final one.
Baseball.
Yep.
Sorry, but maybe a D.
That's fine.
I think you've played it. Yes. Maybe a few times.
I've played it. I know how to play baseball. I know there are... I don't know. Actually, I don't know how many innings there are. Yeah, I thought they did. 12 innings? 9 innings?
I think it's 9.
9. 9 innings. I know there are 4 bases with the home plate.
Can you name a baseball player? Yes.
Hold on. Ken Griffey Jr. He doesn't play anymore, does he?
No, I
can
don't
play
think
like
he does.
I can name like early 2000s baseball players.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Okay, so D in baseball.
I feel like baseball should be higher than My Little Pony at the very, very least, but it's fine.
You can name a My Little Pony though.
I can name a baseball player. Damn it. What the hell's that guy's name? Something Junior. There's always juniors and stuff.
Yeah, junior.
There's a lot of juniors in there. All right, your turn. Okay. Sailor Moon. I might go. I feel like you know more about Sailor Moon than me.
I think that's fair.
So I might say B.
Wow.
Honestly. Because if I was a C, you know, and I think you clearly know more than me. Not clearly, but fairly strongly. I think I might go with B, Sailor Moon.
That's fair. It doesn't make me feel good, but...
I think you know... I mean, you have a good knowledge. I think you have a decent knowledge of Sailor Moon.
Yeah. I know which color hair the Sailor Scouts have.
So that's yeah, like, see? That's way more than me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know their planets. I can sort of kind of name their hair.
I know Mercury has blue hair, and Sailor Moon is blonde, and that's about it. Is Jupiter, like, a brunette?
I think Jupiter is the brunette, yeah.
Yeah, and then Venus, then, I don't know what she is.
Like, Neptune and Pluto, I think, are the blue hair.
No, Mercury, I thought, was blue.
Maybe but, not. Like, Neptune is blue.
Oh, that's true. I don't know. My Little Maybe Pony. I don't know. My Little Pony, I'm going to go C on that for you.
Okay.
I think you know, like, you have, like, a working knowledge of it.
Mm-hmm.
It might not be, like, perfect, but you know... You seem to have a similar level of knowledge as me, I guess.
I think that's fair. I've seen, like, 10 minutes of the TV show.
I've seen, like, 5 minutes, so...
Yeah. Double.
Oh, Jazz. This one's hard. I don't know how much you know about Jazz.
I'm not gonna spoil you, but...
Maybe you know a lot, and I just don't know it. Jazz is one of those things that you don't really know if a person is into jazz until they, like, tell you that they're into it.
Yeah, I think with jazz, it's one of these hobbies where if you know a lot about jazz, you know that other people don't like jazz,
and then you like don't tell them you like jazz. So like you could be like a super jazz person.
I could,
and I wouldn't know, you know,
or I could know nothing.
And it's, like, equally likely.
Yeah.
Will you tell me after I tell them?
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Okay. I'm going to go C, because I think that's, like, a middle of the road. Like, you know what it is, and you don't really like it, and that's about it, you know, for you. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you're really into jazz.
If I were rating myself, uh-huh. I would probably give an E or a D.
Okay, never mind. So, like, you've, like, maybe heard jazz a couple times, and you're like...
I don't really know what jazz is.
It's jazz, man. It's just jazz. Would you know it if you heard it?
It depends.
It depends? Okay.
Yeah, that's it fair. Depends.
That's fair. If you hear something's like, dum 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 dum, and a man going, yah, doop. then you know it's jazz. That's how you can tell. Okay, the Bible, the contentious one.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to give you an A for the Bible. I think you know a lot about the Bible.
A is fair.
Maybe an S. An S is like really top shelf knowledge of stuff, though.
I think S, you need to have a formal education.
S is like a priesthood or something like that.
Yeah. You know?
So maybe A for you, the Bible.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, you know, you learn it when you grow up. You know, gets ingrained in there. You know, you remember stuff. Okay, baseball. I don't know how much you know about baseball. That's kind of like jazz. Like, you might know a lot about baseball.
Really? I've been like a secret baseball fan and you like never knew?
I don't know. You never know. I had like a friend in college that the entire time we were in college, he never told me he was into, what was it? It was the weirdest thing. It was like one of those weird hobbies that you assume like old men have. I don't remember what it, like, not stamp collecting, but it was one of those like...
Coin collecting?
No, it was trains. Train sets and all that stuff. Oh, okay, right? Yeah. Like, he was super into trains. Never mention it once. And then only later, when like he friended me on Facebook years down the road, did like I realize that he was super into trains, because he all posted all his train things. And he's like, he uses like technical jargon, like, I got a good, you know, steam hybrid 30-aught voltage engine here from eBay for $250, you know. And I'm like, I don't know what any of this stuff means. But so yeah, you could be into baseball, and I would just never know it. But I'm gonna go with my gut, which is D for baseball.
D is fair. Yeah.
I think you know baseball, but you don't know baseball.
I know that there are, like, I think E is like you don't know that they hit the ball, they run in the bases.
You've never even seen a baseball before.
Yeah.
What do you? Can you name any baseball players?
No.
Okay, so D then.
Sammy Sosa, but he's like
again. He's in 2000s. Like that's who I was gonna name, but he's not active anymore, so doesn't work.
Yeah, I can name like baseball teams. I know that there's the Atlanta Braves. That's the only baseball team I think I know.
The
Braves,
the Orioles, the Yankees, the Red Sox.
Oh yeah, the Yankees, Red. I can name a fair amount.
I think you're worse than me, but you're not an E. So you're a D. You're cleanly. You're a D, and I'm like a D plus.
If I were watching two separate screens, one of them is softball, one of them is baseball, I could tell you which is which.
Mm-hmm. So we should make it clear that the highest rank is not an A; it's actually an S, mm-hmm. because we're basing this off the Japanese gaming ranking convention for some reason.
Yeah.
Which I don't really understand why they use S as the top. Like, I never understood that in all
my years. S is the coolest letter.
Is that true?
I think it is.
Like, they use E, D, you know, C, B, A, and then the top is S. And it's like, why S? Why not A? A plus, or whatever, or AA. I think DDR used A, AA, AAA, and then S, right? Didn't it?
It was only A's.
Oh, it didn't have an S?
Okay. No S's.
But a lot of the other arcade games and stuff would use S for the highest.
Yeah, like Ikaruga uses S.
Ikaruga uses S's. A lot of the character action games where you beat people up and then you get points for your combo. It'd be like, you got an S on that stage. You know? Maybe it stands for superb or something.
Yeah, super.
Super combo. Anyway, so I think we did all right with... We're very all around. We're like the Mario and Luigi of this... of this
one. You're better at jazz, I'm better at the Bible.
But we're both pretty even, you know? Yeah. We don't have any super characteristics. We don't have any S's in anything.
No, I don't have any S's in those categories. Do you have an S, actually?
No.
I don't know if I have an S in life.
You didn't give me an S. Oh, you mean in life.
Yeah, in any
skill. Oh, if we weren't talking just about these categories.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I have an S. I wish I had an S, but I don't think I do.
Same.
What would be your S? If you could choose to have an S, what would it be?
Maybe gambling.
That'd be a good one, to have an S in.
Yeah,
you know, it would. I might choose jazz.
But you don't like it.
But I would if I had an S. I would like it.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
That's kind of a condition to get to the S.
I might choose baseball. Because, you know, I really like the idea of liking baseball.
You like the idea of it. You probably like the idea of all the stats and stuff, too,
there's,
right?
Stats and math and...
People do, all these numbers, and they're like, I predict Andre Blah to have a .50 season this year or whatever, you know?
Yeah, I saw that movie Moneyball with mm-hmm. Jonah Hill. I like the idea of being Jonah Hill in that movie.
Right. That would be cool. And he's got an S in baseball, clearly.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, man. Yeah. I could see you being an S in baseball.
So jazz and baseball.
That's what we were trained to be. Yeah. But we'll never be there. So what else is going on these days, Bat Science?
E3 is this week.
It's your birthday soon. E3, I guess it's still going on. Yeah.
The Electronic
Entertainment
something.
Expo. You don't even care about it, do you? I'm just kidding.
It's like a big commercial. I don't know how I feel about commercials.
It's a giant commercial. It's funny how many people get really excited for it. I mean, I get excited, but I'm not super into it anymore. But it is funny you say that because it is one really long commercial. And my favorite part...
Scattered throughout the commercial are actual more commercials.
Like mini commercials, yeah. It's the weirdest thing because I was watching one. I don't know if it wasn't this year, it was last year. And I remember I was watching a conference and it was like an hour long. And like I was just watching it for one segment. I don't remember what it was. But during the hour, they had all these like mini commercials, right? And I felt like I was watching commercials to get to another bigger commercial. And that's kind of what it feels like lately. But yeah, E3 happened. I mean, I watched some of it. Did you see anything that blew you away?
I wouldn't. Nothing that blew me away. Last year, I got super excited because they had Mario Odyssey and all the cool Switch stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mario Odyssey was really good.
This year, nothing has me blown away.
This year, they showed the new Smash game for Switch, which, I mean, doesn't. I don't think it's going to blow me away, but it looks really good. So
yeah, I'll buy it for sure.
We used to play Smash a lot when we were teenagers.
Yeah.
Like a lot. And we thought we were really good at it, and we weren't.
No.
But it was a fun game. And we should play again when it comes out. Like, online training, just one-on-one. Yeah,
we should. Do you remember our recent teams battles in Smash 4? Where you would be the person who was good at it, and I would just be Charizard and use the lame charge move? We never lost.
Like a 2v2 kind of deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's kind of the trick with 2v2. I love 2v2. You know what else comes out soon? A new Mario Tennis game. Have you heard about this game?
Aces, yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to get that? Maybe.
I haven't decided yet.
Okay. Because I'm definitely going to buy it. And I remember also when we were younger, we would play a lot of co-op games together. I remember that. A lot of competitive co-op games. And we would always play doubles in Mario Power Tennis for GameCube. So, I'm just saying, if you do get aces, we can try to do that.
I think it's... I really, you know, I love the original, and yeah, I'll probably buy it. Okay.
I miss co-op competitive gaming. I feel like that's kind of a void that isn't really going on right now.
Well, it is. I just don't like the way it's...
Well, yeah, the way it's going on. So there are two kinds of multiplayer games, right? It's like you versus everybody, you know?
Yeah.
Or you're on a team with, like, you know, 8 to 10 people, and you're fighting another team of 8 to 10. I kind of miss the days where the games were just like, oh, it's two people versus two people, you know, like it's just pairs or like maybe 3v3 or whatever.
Two people versus a computer or two people versus another two people.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem as common anymore, which I don't know. Teams are fine, but like the problem with teams is like the likelihood of like having an asshole on the team is like, you know, it goes up with each person you add. You know,
yeah, and I think the more people are in the game, the less chance you have of having fun.
Exactly, like you individually. Like some guy is going to have fun because he's the best.
And it's probably not going to be you.
But it's not going to be you because there's 8 other people on your team that are better than you. Like, they don't need you. Yeah, I don't know. One day, I'm just excited when like co-op games come out. You know what they should make? I just thought of this. You remember Overcooked? Game with cooking.
They're making a sequel.
Cooking. They are making a sequel. But what I want, now that I just thought about this, I want competitive Overcooked, where you are on a 2-4 person team competing against another 2-4 person team of chefs, trying to make the best food for a group of people, and you could like sabotage the other person's the other side's kitchen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Wouldn't that be cool?
Is that not a game mode in Overcooked?
No.
It really should be.
Doesn't that sound awesome? Like, one person can be, like, the saboteur that, like, they prepare food, but they also, like, you know, throw knives at them or, like, you know, like...
Fire.
Make fire or something. Yeah, they, like, try to sabotage the other person's cooking area.
Yeah. Maybe if you get... You know how, because you get combos if you get orders out on time?
Yeah.
If you get enough out in a row, that's, like... like Puyo Puyo.
Oh yeah, it like launches an attack on theirs.
Into the other. Yeah.
Yeah, so it becomes like this weird like puzzle game too or whatever.
Yeah, I'd play the hell out of that. That sounds fun.
Doesn't that sound great? And then you could, like, steal their plates and, like, you know, like, throw them somewhere so they have to, like, run to get them. That sounds really fun. I just thought about that. Ugh, I'm sad that they're not doing that in the sequel. Oh, well. Because that would be amazing.
Still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I think audio cut out for a second.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, we're going to have to edit that. That's going to be shitty.
You're not going to edit it.
Do you want to... What?
We're not going to edit it.
Do you want to do trivia? Do you want to do your first trivia question?
Oh, yeah.
Of
yeah.
the day. Okay. You have three trivia today. I'm going to read you one now, and we'll get to the other two later in the show. I figure it was a good time because we were talking about Overcooked, which deals with food, which is the category of your first trivia question. Before you hear the question, you get to have one lifeline for this trivia.
Okay, for my first question, I'm going to choose 50-50.
50-50, good choice. So the trivia question is, the candy M&Ms, you know the candy M&Ms.
Yes.
The M and the M stand for something in M&Ms. What do they stand for? Is it A, Monty and Mildred, B, Maurice and Murray, C, Mont Blanc and Marmaduke, or D, Mr. and Mrs.?
Who? All right, I think I can logic through this.
Okay.
So I don't think it's Mr. and Mrs. because it's two misters. The yellow and the red, they're both men.
You mean in the commercials?
Yeah, and green did not come until later.
She's like the sexy M&M, right?
Isn't that the weirdest thing they do?
It makes me uncomfortable every time.
Why is there a sexy M&M?
I don't know. She's a round, like, thing of chocolate. Like, why is she sexy? Weird. I remember, I think they introduced her when I was like a teenager, right? Mm-hmm. And I remember the ad campaign. They like made her really, like, there was like a ad in a magazine of her like doing a seductive pose on like a bearskin rug or something.
Yeah.
And she was like, "Don't you want me?" or something like that. And I was just like, oh my god, this is really disturbing. You know what, though? You know what's probably more disturbing?
What?
Is there are people out there that are into the green M&M.
Well, it's not... Is it their fault? Like...
I mean, no, but think about it, you know? Like, I guarantee you, if you Google that, don't do it, but it's out there.
Of course, yeah.
And it's on M&M for doing that. They did it themselves.
You That's know. What they wanted.
They wanted you to lust after the green M&M for some reason. It's like this unspoken thing in pop culture.
Yeah, it's not like the two... It's not like yellow and red are like sexy dudes.
They're not like hot guys or anything.
Yeah.
They're like dopey. They're like...
They're goofy.
They're goofy. They're basically like, you know, Laurel and Hardy or like the Three Stooges, you know? Yeah, exactly. They're just like dopey, like goofy people. But then the green one's like, I'm the sexy.
Hey. You want to try some of this chocolate?
I swear to God, there was one commercial. Maybe this is a weird dream that I had. I hope not. Yeah. But there's this one commercial where there's this green M&M and there's a guy. And he like was studying and the green M&M was like tempting him away. And she was like, don't you want me? And he's like, yeah. And then it like ended with him like eating M&Ms.
But I saw like, this. That was when they had the green only ad campaign.
Yes. Where they only had green in the... Yeah. Yeah. It was a very disturbing commercial. It kind of scarred me as a human. But anyway. So you're eliminating Mr. and Mrs.
Yeah. I don't think it's Mr. and Mrs.
Sorry. Don't they have like a brown M&M now that's like a... She's like also sexy, but she's like smart. Like she's a sexy nerd. Or whatever.
I haven't seen
that. I'm pretty sure they have that, too. Okay. She's, like, smarter, but she's, like, you know, still...
Yeah. Yes.
Anyway, just Google that one afterwards. Maybe don't, no, actually.
I'm
don't
not going to Google that. So anyway. I don't think it's... what were they again?
Monty and Mildred, Maurice and Murray, Mont Blanc and Marmaduke, or Mr. and Mrs.?
It's not Mont Blanc and more
Madeira. Do you want to just use your 50-50?
Yeah, just use that.
Okay. It's either Monty and Mildred or Maurice and Murray.
Monty, Mildred, Maurice, Murray. So Monty and Mildred is a man and woman business partner.
That's
and
right.
Maurice and Mildred. Is Mildred a boy or a girl?
Monty and Mildred or Maurice and Murray?
Oh, all right. So Maurice and Murray is two men.
And Monty and Mildred would be probably, presumably, like a husband and wife team or something.
All right. Here's my logic. I don't think husband and wife business teams are generally successful.
That's fair.
Sorry, but like I think that's true.
You might be right.
Yeah. So I think it was two men. Not saying that two men can't be, you know, but you know.
Well, this is like really like M&M's was invented in like the yeah. But I got you, sir.
Yeah. So I think it's Maurice and Murray.
Final answer.
Final answer.
Yes, that is correct. Way to logic yourself through that question. Well done.
Yeah, that supposes some stereotypes, but yeah.
If Maurice and Murray could see what M&M's are now, you know, they would have some issues with it, I think. Green M&M. They're like, we never wanted a sexy M&M. What have you done?
What are you thinking?
Our kids' candy. This is a family brand.
For children. Like
now our children are watching this sexy M&M dance on the screen. She's like a stripper or whatever. She like acts like one. I don't know. All right, so we'll do your other two trivia questions later in the day. Do we want to get into Reddit/WouldYouRather since we're at that point of the show?
In the meantime, yeah, we can do some Reddits or some Would You Rathers. I have some of both. Which would you rather start with?
Which would you rather start with?
I think we're going to do Would You Rather since we just said that.
Okay, I'm ready.
So Would You Rather is a segment where we're going to answer procedurally generated questions.
Okay, I'm ready. Right.
First question is, would you rather have $50,000 worth of cockroaches or one money in a year?
So, like, either you have $50,000 worth of cockroaches or you only make $1 a whole year. That's how I'm interpreting this. Are the cockroaches, like, contained somewhere?
I mean, do you get them in, like, a box?
Yeah, like, I don't want them in my house, obviously. So, like, if they're, like, contained, you know, this seems like one of those, like, genie wishes, you know, like, I want this many cockroaches, and I'm like, you got it. Now you gotta catch them, or whatever, you know? You know?
He just drops them on you.
Right? And then they run away, and you're like, damn it. Because, like, I don't want that many cockroaches anywhere near me. But, I don't know. If I could sell them for $50,000, great.
Yeah, if they were already in the box, and you could just call the cockroach distributor and be like, listen, got $50,000 for the cockroaches
Mama Joe's cockroaches, you know, cockroaches reseller, you know, whatever.
Maybe they're like... they're like pedigree cockroaches. They're
they breed them.
They have this. it's like, I don't know any like good breed names for a cockroach, but like the border collie of cockroaches.
The black shiny. You have to name them like what they look like. So it'd be like
the African
the royal diamondback. And yeah, like the African, I mean, they have hissing already, but the African lion cockroach. Yeah,
there's like the German hard shell or something.
That does sound like a cockroach name. You get the exterminators like, what you got here is an infestation of the German hard shell variety.
Cockroach. Yeah, they're known for their very hard exoskeleton.
Sure. They're hard to kill. It'd be a lot of money to kill them. So they breed cockroaches and then they like put them in people's house and then you gotta like pay the exterminator to like kill them.
They're like the cockroach mafia.
Yeah, they're like the cockroach mafia. I just finished reading Ubik and this reminds me of that because in that book there are like two companies and they like are very in competition with each other. Like,
yeah.
One company, like, reads people's minds, and the other protects people from the company that's reading other people's minds. So this just reminds me of that, because, like, it's, like, the cockroach company and then the anti-cockroach company or whatever. Because the cockroach company would have, like, a business on the side that exterminates them, like, their way.
Yeah.
And then this other company is, like, more of, like a pest prevention kind of thing, you know? Like, Terminex, like, they put, like, a barrier so they don't get in to begin with, you know?
Yeah, no, I mean, this could happen. This is maybe a good business idea, actually.
What?
Be a cockroach breeder.
And then just introduce cockroaches to, like, neighborhoods and stuff.
Yeah, you could partner with Terminex.
Yeah, that would be really shady. But yeah, you could. Anyway, cockroaches. Ooh.
So cockroaches are one money in a year.
I would do one money because I don't want that many cockroaches. Like, if you can guarantee they're contained in a box and I could sell them, then sure. But this sounds like something that's just going to backfire.
Yeah, $50,000 is a lot of cockroaches.
This sounds like it's going to backfire. I mean, how much can one cockroach be, you know?
It's like, not a dollar.
It's probably like a nickel per cockroach. Yeah. That's like a million cockroaches. So, yeah, I'm not... No, thank you. I'll take the $1 per year. Yeah.
I think I agree with you.
I'll find another job later. It'll be fine.
Would you rather, in a cage for a year... Mm-hmm. Or fight a test of murder.
A lot of years here.
Mm-hmm.
Fight a test of murder.
Yes.
I don't know what that means, but I'm kind of interpreting it as like a champion challenge kind of thing.
My interpretation was more morbid.
What was it? What was yours?
Do you know those radio commercials that are like, if you have depression, we have an experimental program.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Like, where you can get free treatment.
Oh, no. And you might get more depressed.
And
go on a murder spree.
You might get cured.
So you think, like, some of these... Has that ever happened? Like, someone goes to, like, one of these experimental things, and then they, like, go, like, absolutely nuts, and they, like, kill somebody? You think that's ever happened?
I mean, it must have happened, right?
I'm sure. I just haven't heard about it.
Yeah, that's not something you probably want to write to the, to your local newspaper about.
It's interesting, because as I've gotten older, I realized that, you know, when you're naive, you're like, oh, the stuff on the news, that's all true. And, like, it's not all true, but, like, there's a grain of, you know, there's some truth in it, you know, they're reporting what they know. But just because it's not on the news doesn't mean it hasn't happened.
Yeah. You
know, it just means no one has been told about it happening. So, like, when we were talking about Uber and how they, like, accidentally hit somebody, and I think one of your comments was like, well, that's the first person we know about that they hit.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the same way with these, like, experimental things. Like, some really terrible shit has probably happened. We just don't. You know, they just covered it up. We don't know about it.
Yeah, I mean, think about all the people that would have known about the terrible thing. Only people with money invested.
No, so you're right.
You're not going to be like...
We can't risk anything.
Yeah.
That's scary.
So, cage for a year, or you're fighting a test of murder. Sounds like you might die if you do the second one.
I might do the cage. That sounds horrible, but, like, I'm not going to die. Theoretically.
Have you seen Firefly?
Yeah.
Do you remember the scene where they go to Jamestown and there's the man in the box and he gets released?
Yes.
And he wants to kill them?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That would be like you.
So I'd be a murderer either way, is what you're saying. Like, either way, I'm going to become a murderer, well, man.
You would become like a scary man that lived in a box for
Do you think I would go crazy if I lived in a box?
Yes.
Thanks.
I mean...
Would you go crazy if you lived in
a
box?
Yes, of course. All right, look, okay. I've seen you, like, almost go crazy being trapped in, like, an elevator for 5 minutes.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah. What if I was in, like, outside? Like, what if I had, like, or I'm, like, near a window, you know, or something where I could, like, see the outside world, you know?
I don't know how you'd do, to be honest.
You think I'd still go crazy?
Yeah.
What if I had some social interaction? Like, once a day, one person came over and, like, asked me how I was doing for, like, a minute. You know? Like, there's a little bit. It's not just me mumbling to myself like a crazy person.
I think that you would be so disturbed by the injustice of you being locked in a cage that you, I don't know if you would be okay after that.
So do you think after I got released, I would hunt the person down that put me in the cage?
Probably.
You know, this is kind of like a supervillain character here because, you know, they have like, they're unjustly put in a cage for a year. Mm-hmm. And then after they get released, they like spend the rest of their life hunting down the person who did that.
Right.
And they spend, like, way more time hunting them than they were ever inside, than they were ever in the cage.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, like Old Boy or something.
Yeah, exactly like that.
Yeah, I think that would be you.
So maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I should do the test thing.
Yeah, I think you should do the test of murder.
All right. What would you do?
Probably the test of murder.
You would do it too? Really?
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
That's a gamble, but...
Yeah. Let's do one more, would you rather, and then we'll get your next trivia question.
All these are really kind of depressing. Would you rather torture everything or people kill you?
Oh my god. Where did you get these would you rather questions?
This is the robot.
What did they feed the robot? Oh, you know what they did? They did that weird AI thing where they gave it like the Clockwork Orange...
Oh, dang. Yeah, or the Street Fighter.
Yeah, the Blanc. I'm sorry, for you it's the Street Fighter.
It's okay.
They did the thing where they showed it a lot of depressing things, and then they let it generate would you rather questions. So would I rather torture people, or what was it again?
Or people kill you.
So would I rather torture people? How many people?
Everything.
Everything. Or mm-hmm. people kill me.
Yeah.
So I'm either like the evil dictator man, or yeah. I'm... So, you know, this is like...
Or you're the martyr.
Yeah, so this is like, you know, this is like the end of days. This is like Revelations, right? We were just talking about the Bible. Mm-hmm. And it's going to make our listeners feel really uncomfortable, right? Because you can either, like, be tortured and die as a martyr, or you could, like, serve the devil, but in doing so, you're going to, like, be torturing everyone in the world.
Yes.
Right. So do you either want to be like the right hand of the devil or dead or die?
Paid yeah. Death?
I don't know. That's tough. I feel like myself obviously would be like, oh, I would definitely die. I don't want to torture people. But in the moment, I honestly don't know what I would pick. You know?
It'd be tempting, yeah.
It would. And I'm not trying to say I'm like a terrible person. Because right now, I would be like, of course I would do the good one, you know, I would just take it, yeah. But I don't know.
Better. Would you flip a coin? Isn't that kind of a good way to do it?
That is a good. Leave it up to fate, right?
Yeah, leave it to fate.
Like do the. I was gonna say like the guy in No Country for Old Men. Your version of that would be like use like the two-faced way to do it.
They're both heads.
I'm just saying, like, my example's from a movie. Yours would be from, like, the Batman, the animated series.
Yeah.
Much like the Clockwork Orange versus Blanca.
I like both movies, but I don't know. I guess Street Fighter just stuck with me more.
It stuck with you more, right?
Yeah.
Hello and welcome back to the Time Bat Show. Sorry, we had some technical difficulties there. Batsnacks is currently in a storm right now. Are you still with us, Batsnacks?
I am still with us, and yes, our daily thunderstorm decided to start right in the middle of the episode.
We were just talking about like daily storms in Florida last week, so it's funny that happened. Let's just go into your next trivia question of the day. I don't even know what the hell we were talking about before, so we'll just segue into the next trivia question. Your next trivia question category is ads, advertisements.
Okay.
What lifeline would you want for this one?
I will choose Monty Hall for this trivia question.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Your second question. In 1907, an ad campaign for Kellogg's Corn Flakes offered a free box of cereal to any woman who would do what to her grocer?
Yeah.
It's not as dirty as you think it is. Is it A, tip, B, wink, C, flirt, or D, hug?
Okay, what year was this that this happened?
1907.
All right.
It's early.
It's more than 100 years ago.
Yep, more than 100 years ago. Have sex with. That's what you thought this question was going to be.
All right, so I didn't think that was the answer, but that's, of course, the first place in my mind.
But... Right, no, me too. That's why I put this question on. So
tip, hug.
Tip, wink, flirt, or hug?
Tip, wink, flirt, or hug. And she's doing this as she buys cornflakes?
She just does this to her grocer.
Okay.
She tip, flirts, winks, or hugs to her grocer, and then they would give her a free cornflake.
Gosh, how would they enforce this? This was just the dumbest idea.
I have no idea. I don't know.
It's like, sorry, ma'am, that was a bad hug. I'm going to need another one.
That flirt really didn't feel very flirtatious to me, so... Yeah.
No, this time with feeling.
Right, like, wink better. Or it's like, that tip wasn't good enough, you know? It's kind of like when those banks offer, like... This is on an episode of Seinfeld. Like, if you go to the bank and they don't say hello, if they don't give you a greeting, you get like a free toaster or something. And the subplot was like, well, what counts as a greeting? Like, is hello, like, how you doing? Is that like a greeting? You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
How would you enforce that? I don't know. It was 1907, so it's probably pretty fast and loose. You know what I mean? So, what are you gonna do? Tip, wink, flirt, hug. You're still there.
I'm still here. I'm just thinking. So, like, one of these things...
Yeah!
You guys hear that?
I heard it.
So, one of these choices is... Hopefully, you can relax to the sounds of thunder while you listen to this.
I will.
Your episode of the
Time That's a good title. Relax to the sounds of thunder. Go ahead.
Anyway, one of these things is not like the other things. One of them is money. The rest are attention.
That's true. That's true.
I'm going to lock in.
You're not going to even use your lifeline? No, go ahead. What are you going to do? Go ahead.
Monty Hall. I'm going to lock in. I'll lock in tip.
Okay. So you're locking in tip as your Monty Hall thing.
Yes.
Okay, so it's either... I'm eliminating flirt and hug. So it's either tip or wink.
Maybe this was a bad choice to lock in.
Why?
Because wink just seems like the least likely of all of them.
Why is that? Almost.
Well, because it's hard to see a wink.
That's true. I mean, hug is the most obvious of all of them, right? Like, you could see that. But obviously...
I'm going to choose... I'm going to choose wink, final answer.
Wink is correct. You did it.
Yes.
Good job. I don't know how the hell they enforce that, though. Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. Like, how do you know if someone winked at you? Like... It's like, I winked at you. It's like, well, I didn't see it. It's like, and then they like wink a lot. And like, look, I'm winking now. And they're like, transaction is over.
Sorry, you didn't wink in the
you didn't like wink period. In the proper wink window, ma'am. So we're going to have to pass on that.
And what if she didn't know about the promotions? What if she was just winking to be friendly?
That's kind of weird, just to wink at your grocer just for fun.
They did that 100 years
ago. Is that how they communicated in 1907? Like, the grocer's like, that'll be $25, and then she's just like... she just winks at him.
I mean, she's like, sure, it'll be $100.
Like, if I winked at my grocer today, they would probably be really uncomfortable at that. Don't you think? Like, imagine if you winked at, like, the checker at your grocery store. Think about it for like a second. Like, that's creepy, isn't it?
Yeah, that's really creepy. Like, especially right after they tell you the price.
That'll be $53.50, and then you're just like, a wink. And then it's like, what? Yeah, I mean, I would interpret, if I was the checkout person, the teller. I would interpret that like sexually suggestive. You know, I don't know about you. You know what I mean?
I would interpret it as, I'm not going to pay that much. Offer me something lower.
I would interpret it as, what can I do to make the price a little more reasonable? Which is like a really creepy thing to say. Can we talk about winks for a second?
Yeah.
And how they're like the most contextual human behavior I can think of. You know?
Yeah.
Like, think about it. Like, what communicates as much as a wink? Like, winks can mean anything in all these different situations.
Yeah.
It's a very unique kind of communication, you know?
And I think it takes a special kind of person to wink at a stranger.
It does. But people do.
Yeah. You
know? But what
have you ever had someone wink at you?
Yes, I have. A stranger has winked at me. And I was like, what does that mean? Whenever someone winks at me, I'm always trying to figure out, like, what does that wink mean? You know?
Why did he do that?
Is that a good wink or a bad wink? Am I supposed to, like, meet him somewhere later? Like, does he want to turn around and talk to me or something? I don't know. It's weird because winks can mean a million different things in different contexts. Like, in all the movies and stuff, it's always like, you know, this is like the stereotypical wink. It's like, they get captured by the bad guys. Then one of the good guys is revealed to be a bad guy. And they're like, ha ha ha, we got you. And then that character winks at the other characters to be like, I'm just kidding. I'm not really bad, but I'm not telling them that. You know, that's in like every movie.
Or it's like some kind of just totally benign situation that the main good characters are in. Mm-hmm. And they go to a cash register or something, and the cash register just winks at them.
Right, for no reason.
That would never, I mean, maybe it would in 1907, but I don't think that would ever really happen in real life.
No, I don't think so. I've been winked at randomly, though. Not by a cashier, but by other people.
I have been winked. I think I've been working the cashier at a restaurant before, and someone winked at me.
That means, I think, see, I would interpret that as they like you. I think wink and flirt are close in, like, business transactional sense. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, like, you can't, maybe you're not allowed to do that at work because, like, you know, your boss will look down on you, like, for obviously flirting with someone. So it's like, oh, I'm going to wink at them instead, and they'll catch my drift kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's how it was
usually a much older person, though. Oh, someone that, like, maybe shouldn't be.
Well, maybe. I don't know, then.
Doing it anyway.
You're so bad at reading these things, though. It's so funny. I remember, I'm going to tell this story. I don't think we've ever told it before. On my 30th birthday, I'm born on New Year's, so we went out together to listen to music and, you know, get drunk and blah, 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 blah. And I got really, really wasted, like, really wasted. And you got pretty drunk, but, you know, am I okay telling the story, by the way?
Yeah, you're fine. No, okay. I don't mind.
I just want to make sure. So I got really wasted. Drank, but you were more a lot more coherent.
It's your 30th birthday. I gotta let you get totally exactly. Just, like,
so I got like I was like really drunk. I threw up. We were at like this bar area in Austin.
You were like passed out under a tree.
You were trying to get like an Uber. It was like, I don't know, 2 o'clock in the morning. It was late, 2 or 3 in the morning. I don't know. You were trying to get like an Uber to like drive us home, obviously. And so you're, like, getting the Uber. You, like, had to get me to this corner because that's where the Uber was picking you up. All I remember is, like, being, like, passed out under a tree, kind of, like, semi-conscious or whatever. Anyway, so we, like, the Uber finally gets there. We get in the car. I'm, like, laying in the back seat just, like, very in and out, you know. And you are in the front seat talking to the Uber driver. And it's, like, a female. And all I remember is... you and her got like along really well, and she was like very clearly flirting with you, and me being like hyper drunk could like still tell this was happening, and like maybe I like imagined it or something, but I don't think so.
Because I don't think you did,
because I don't, like, when I'm drunk, it's not like I don't invent things. I just, like, if I don't remember something, I just don't remember it. So, like, if I have a memory, it usually happened. So, like, I noticed this when I was, like, super-duper drunk. And later, when I told you about it, you, like, didn't even... So, like, my point is, I was better at picking up on these things as, like, a completely wasted individual than you were as, like, a semi-sober one.
But. So, I can sort of explain this. I was so focused on appearing like I, like, everything was okay.
Uh-huh.
Like, I felt like I had to put on a facade to make it look like I wasn't just a totally wasted person.
Of not drunk so I would feel better about myself. That's
no, so that you would feel, like, confident safe. That I was leading us to a good place. Like,
we're going to get back to where we're gonna get home.
It's okay.
Maybe that's what it was. So maybe you were just also drunk and you didn't know what was going on either.
I don't doubt that she was flirting with me, though, but I know I had no idea because I never know.
I know. I was just commenting on the wink thing because you also wouldn't know that. Okay, let's get into. We didn't do any Reddits today. Let's do a couple Reddits. Why not?
Okay. Huh? Open up the Reddit sheet.
If someone winked at me at the grocery store, I would walk away quickly.
Yeah, I would be like, nope.
We're done.
If you could have 1 hour of 4K footage of any event in history, what would you want to see?
The moon landing. That's easy. Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, no, that's not true. Well, maybe. Can I have three?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to do the moon landing, because I think seeing the moon in, like, not on a really grainy TV screen would be really cool. Yeah.
Not on a Stanley Kubrick set.
Right. Exactly. The moon landing Criterion collection, where Stanley Kubrick releases it on 4K as it was meant to be seen.
That would be the funniest April Fool's joke that the Criterion collection could ever do.
I would buy it just to have it. Like,
I would buy the hell out of that.
That would be an amazing. Oh, that would be good.
Like, it would be like, by the way, it was faked, and now we have a special edition.
And now it's in 4K, and they have, like, director's commentary part of, like, where, like, Stanley Kubrick, who is dead, so they get, like, an impersonator to, like, talk over it, like, this is really hard set to rig, like, Neil Armstrong had to, like, get up here and, like, jump down from this, from the limb, and it was really hard.
He would be like, okay, if you focus very carefully, you can now see the string they were attached to because it's in 4K. You couldn't see it in the original footage because it was too grainy.
But Stanley Kubrick, who is like a crazy cinephile, like kept all the original footage in his mansion.
Stills.
And only recently have we dug that up and we're releasing it for you now. That could be like the, you know, the selling thing.
Yeah. He would be like, I gained inspiration from Chinese kung fu movies where they would attach each other to ropes and swing from trees.
And that's how I thought of the anti-gravity kind of movements that they could be doing on the moon. Oh, that's great. I would buy that. The Stanley Kubrick moon landing 4K special edition. So probably that. I don't know, maybe some, like, battle... Well, no, that wouldn't be super exciting. I mean, it would be exciting, but I don't know if I want to see a lot of blood and stuff. What would you say? What do you think?
The first thing that came to mind for me is... I don't know what it's called, but... Do you know that battle from Dynasty Warriors that Lubu is in?
Yes, that one.
That one.
I love how you don't have any idea what it is, but you're like, the Lubu battle.
The Lubu battle. They're at the gate, and he has to fight off, I think it's like the
Hao Chin gate or something. Oh my god, I'm sounding so, like, terrible right now. Yeah, it's the something gate. And, yeah, Lubu's there, and he fights off, like, 100 men or something, right?
Is it the Luau gate?
It might be.
Yeah, I think it is.
I think it's, maybe it's the Hulao gate.
Hulao, yeah.
I wonder how racist we are being right now. I don't mean any offense, but I don't know. I think it's the Hulao gate.
Dynasty Warriors is one of my favorite games ever, and Hulao I want to see Lubu.
I think it is Hulao gate. Battle of Hulao Pass.
Yeah, because I remember that was a long-running joke between us. We would compare things to the Hulao gate for, like, 5 years.
Wait, what? I don't remember this.
You don't
like how hard it was or something?
We both really liked Lubu because he had a red horse and he was really powerful. I remember.
He was like the best character in Dynasty Warriors, yeah.
And we would just refer to things as the Hulao Gate. I don't know why.
Because that's really cool. I guess.
It's like when we played Battlefield 1942, everything was like the Battle of Midair or something.
Oh, yeah.
Or the Battle of...
Mid-something. I know what you're talking about. Anyway, Hu Lao Gate, you would watch that in 4K.
I want to see the Battle of Hu Lao Gate.
I don't think Stanley Kubrick has that footage in his archives. But you never know. All right, let's do your last trivia question of the day. Ooh, this is a tough one. So, the category is games. Lifeline would you like for this one?
I'm going to choose 5-second Google.
Okay, 5-second Google. This is going to be a hard one to 5-second Google, but all right, we got it. The question is, Mark Twain invented a memory board game. What was the name of this memory board game? Was it A, Mark Twain's Maximum Memory Melder? B, Mark Twain's Memory Builder, a game for acquiring and retaining all sorts of facts and dates? C, Mark Twain's Memory Master? Or D, Your Brain in Twain, Memory and Mastery with Mark Twain?
I can't believe one of these is real.
Which one?
Your Brain in Twain.
What?
That's really funny.
You don't think that's real or something?
No. What were the first three?
You're just like, that sounds such like a thing you would create. No, come up with.
That isn't real.
A, Mark Twain's Maximum Memory Melder. B, Mark Twain's Memory Builder, subtitle, a game for acquiring and retaining all sorts of facts and dates. Or C, Mark Twain's Memory Master. And then Your Brain in Twain, Memory and Mastery with Mark Twain. Which is D.
How about... Right, I don't think it's Memory Master, because I think that's something you would come up with.
Why?
Because master is a funny word.
But it's something Mark Twain could have used. Okay, whatever.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is! You don't think Mark Twain could name a board game Mark Twain's Memory Master?
No, I don't think he could.
Why not?
I don't think Mark Twain is that funny.
Yes, he is! He's very funny. He's noted for his humor. But
he's not that funny, though.
He's not that kind of humorist.
Yeah. What were the first two?
Mark Twain's Maximum Memory Melder. And Mark Twain's Memory Builder, a game for acquiring and retaining all sorts of facts and dates.
I think it's the second one, but the first one has some pretty good alliteration going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, so does Mark Twain's Memory Master.
Yeah, but that...
You just don't like that one, apparently.
No, I just don't. I think you made that one up.
Well, you can always go with D, Your Brain in Twain. Memory and Mastery with Mark Twain. That sounds like a public access. If Mark Twain was like alive in the 1980s, like he would get his own public access show. And it would be called Your Brain in Twain, Memory and Mastery with Mark Twain. Yeah. And it would kind of be like, check it out with Dr. Steve Brule.
Yeah, the way I imagine that is, that's like the maximum reward for donating to PBS. You get a copy of Your Brain in Twain.
Yeah.
Like $10 is a tote bag, $15 is a hat, $50 is a shirt, and $100 is Your Brain in Twain.
The board game?
The board game.
But I'm saying it also sounds like a show. You know?
Oh, well, it would correspond with the show, so you can play it at home.
Yeah.
With your family.
Maybe there's a segment on the show where he's like, now if you have Your Brain in Twain, the board game, whoa, that like rhymes. Your Brain in Twain, the board game. If you have that, you can follow along at home, and then he does like a thing that you need the board game to like do, and you're like, whoa! It's like a memory building exercise. You know, I think Mark Twain would be a really good public access host.
Me too.
He's funny, and it would work well. Anyway, what do you think? Are you going to 5-second Google this bad boy?
Yeah, I'm going to 5-second Google this, but I'm going to say that I think it's B.
Mark Twain's Memory Builder, a game for acquiring and retaining all sorts of facts and dates.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, ready when you are.
Right. I need Microsoft Timer. I'm sorry. Hold on. 1 second. Timer.
It's okay.
You know this takes like 20 minutes to set up. Our show brought to you by the terrible Microsoft Timer. All right. I think I'm ready.
Okay.
Ready?
Ready.
Set. Google. Time's up. Stop what you're doing. Pencils down.
Mark Twain's Memory Builder. Was that B?
Yeah. Mark Twain's Memory Builder, a game for acquiring and retaining all sorts of facts and dates.
I'm going to go with B, final answer, then.
Yes, that is correct. Mark Twain's Memory Builder, a game for acquiring and retaining all sorts of facts and dates, is correct. My least favorite name of all of them, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Probably because I didn't make it up, but...
I think. What was the last one again? I need to know.
Your Brain in Twain. Memory and Mastery with Mark Twain. That just sounds like a media franchise, doesn't it? Like, there could be like a book, a show, a board game, you know,
an app.
Mark Twain. An app? Is that a memory app?
Yeah.
And Mark Twain is there with his like big bushy mustache. And he's, like, giving a thumbs up. He's, like, proven to work. Proven to get your memory, build your memory or your money back. You know what I mean?
I'm imagining, like, do you remember Brain Age for the Nintendo DS?
Yes, it's like that.
It's like that, but with Mark Twain.
Mark Twain is the mascot.
The host.
In Brain Age, it's, like one of the guys from Nintendo, like, one of the guys. But, in this, like, it's Mark Twain. And he kind of looks like Albert Einstein already, so like it works even better, you know, because he has like white hair and a mustache.
People that don't know might, you know, assume it's an Einstein app, and that works too.
And it's like perfect. Yeah. Oh, Your Brain in Twain, Memory and Mastery. We should make this game.
Your Brain in Twain?
Yeah. Right? Don't you think?
Are you allowed to use Mark Twain's name?
Yeah,
to,
sure. He's public access.
What about his likeness?
I feel like he's in the public domain at this point.
Yeah. Right? It's probably been the 60 years or whatever.
Here's the thing with historical people. They use him in, like, movies all the time. They don't have to, like, get rights to it or anything.
That's true.
You know?
Like that Shakespeare movie where it's, like, Shakespeare copying people.
Shakespeare in Love and Shakespeare in the other thing. I don't know. I think we'd be allowed to do it. Obviously, we are using Mark Twain to profit, so maybe the Mark Twain estate would take issue with that. You know what I say in these situations? You just do it. Better to ask for forgiveness than permission, right?
Yeah.
So just do it. And then one of us can dress up as Mark Twain. There we go. That's the key.
I think you're more like Mark Twain than me.
Yeah, you think I could do it?
I think you could do it. You would need to grow a big mustache.
A lot more of that. But I kind of like... He has like a lot of foofy hair. I think I like styled it in a way, I could pull it off.
And you need a pipe.
Mm-hmm. That's important. And I need like a wood-burning fireplace and like a nice leather chair where I can read a book. Because that's like the cover, you know. Mark Twain's like sitting down, drinking like a tea and reading a book by the fire.
While smoking a pipe.
Right.
He's very busy in this scene. He's, like, he's drinking, reading, and smoking.
He's doing a lot of things. Yeah. And he's hosting Your Brain in Twain with Mark Twain. And then, like, the camera zooms in, and he's like, oh, after he finishes his pipe, I didn't see you there. I'm Mark Twain, host of Your Brain in Twain with Mark Twain. Are you ready to go on a memory journey with me today?
With me.
With me, Mark Twain, host of Your Brain in Twain. Memory Mastery with Mark Twain. Do you want to do one more Reddit before we finish the show?
Sure. All right.
Sounds good.
Let's end on... Everyone gets a single Pokemon to make a living. What's your plan?
Oh, man, this is tough.
Keep in mind, everybody gets a Pokemon, not just you.
Okay. Oh, I got this one easily. Meowth.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
Because Meowth can talk. He's the only Pokemon that can talk. And he's really good with money, seemingly. Like, he just gets money. I don't know how, but he does.
That's his power.
His power is to, like, get money. So I feel like I could just tell Meowth, like, go out and make me some money. And then he's like, Meowth, that's right. And then he leaves. And then, like, a day later, he comes back. Maybe his hands are a little bloody. I don't know. And he's just like, here you, Meowth, here you go. And I'm like, thanks, Meowth. And he's like, don't ask me where I've got it. Meowth. Who would you pick?
I think Meowth would probably be my answer, too.
Are we talking... Oh, go ahead. What were you saying?
Because the problem with most Pokemon is that if they... I don't feel like I would be a very high-level trainer, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I agree.
So if you get a Pokemon that's really powerful, it might, like, hurt you. It'll turn on you.
Yeah, the other thing about Pokemon, like, if you're not good enough as a trainer, yeah, they'll, like, resist you. Like a wild horse, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I don't have any pets. I'm not, like, great with animals. Yeah.
They might, like, try to kill you or something.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to get, like, a... What's the Machop or whatever, you know? Machamp.
Yeah.
Like, he would just kill me, you know? He'd be like, ah, and then I'd die.
Yeah, he'd probably be really good if you were a powerful trainer. He could, like, do manual labor for you.
Or he could, like, box. You know, he could do
boxing. He could box, yeah.
And then you could be, like, his promoter, you know? Right?
Yeah, you could.
That's a good idea. Yeah. I feel like that was a Pokemon story in one of the shows. Like... Machop versus Machamp.
Yeah, and then Machop wins because he's kind of like, he's the Rocky Balboa of the two.
Or something like that. I don't know what it was. Anyway, I would choose Meowth. Also, you could do like Lapras, the like the water Pokemon with the shell on its back that looks kind of like the Loch Ness Monster.
You can give people rides.
Give people rides, yeah. You could be like a ferry service, you know. It's just a thought.
Pidgey, has the fly ability that would let you travel anywhere.
That's true, instantly. On its but you can back. Only, you can only bring one person.
Yeah,
like, that's so probably not going to make you that much money. I guess you could charge, like, really rich people, like, oh, you can instantly get here. You know, it's, like, really expensive per ticket, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's an idea. Who's our sponsor today, Bat Snacks?
Our sponsor for today is... What do you think our sponsor should
is it
be?
Your
I think
it brain?
Should be.
What?
No. I think it should be Your Brain in Twain by Mark Twain.
Memory and Mastery with Mark Twain. Order your copy today, or Mark Twain will know because he remembers everything. Remember, when you feel like you are hurting,
go out and do some flirting.
There you go. Or winking, whatever you prefer.
Or winking, yeah.
That's been episode 87 of the Time Bad Show. I'm Tim Aces.
And I'm Bat Snacks.
Good night, everyone, and drive safe.
Good night.